Back in 1993, NPR's Scott Simon traveled to Sarajevo to report on the war there.
Snipers sit in open windows so close locals claim they can sometimes see them squinting through their rifle sights. At night, when this was recorded, snipers fire at candlelights flickering in windows. They shoot at sounds, they shoot at shadows, and probably sometimes shoot just for the sheer hell of shooting.
Today, Scott is out with a novel that picks up where his reporting left off. Pretty Birds is about a young woman named Irena Zeric, whose life becomes unrecognizable when Serbian nationalists go on a rampage, beating, raping, murdering any Muslims they come across. Irena happens to be Muslim, and so is driven with her family from their home in a mixed neighborhood of Sarajevo called Grbavica, across the river to a desperate existence under siege. There, Irena becomes something she could never have dreamed, a sniper.
Irena Zeric is 17 when the book opens, and she's a very valued member of her high school basketball team. She knows she's one of the two best girls on that team. The other is her best friend, Amala, although she knows that she's the better shooter. She is from, as so many people in Sarajevo were and even are today, from a mixed ethnic background. Her father's side of the family is Serbian. Her mother's side is Muslim. There is also a trace of Judaism in there on her father's side of the family. And she's curious about the outside world. She loves Madonna. She is obsessed with Toni Kukoc, the great Yugoslav national team basketball player who was just signed with the Chicago Bulls. And she loves the ethnic stew of her city. She loves the intellectual and cosmopolitan mix of her city. And when that begins to get torn apart brick by brick, it's a loss in her life just as much as any member of the family.
If you would, just read us the very beginning of the novel. And it introduces us in a very quick way to both this teenage girl and what she does.
Sure. Irena Zeric put her last stick of gum in her mouth, winked at a bird, and wondered where to put her last bullet before going home. Sometimes she conferred with the pigeons that flocked along her arms. "What have you seen, boy? What's going on over there?" The birds were cohorts. They roosted together. The grim sky was beginning to open into a briny blue. The first winds of the day from the hills blew in with a bite of sun and a smell of snow. It was the time of day when sharp sounds, the scorch of a shot, a scream, a humdrum thud, could be heard best in the hollow streets. After a long night alone in the city's rafters, Irena was consoled by the swish of the pigeons. They reassured her. She wasn't the only one left in town.
At the center of the novel is a bird. Pretty
yeah.
Bird.
Pretty Bird, a parrot, yes.
And birds figure in many moments in this novel.
Yeah, you noticed that.
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, they wing their way through this entire novel. Where did you come by that particular image?
The whole centrality of birds in the story actually began, you know, when I reported the siege of Sarajevo and we interviewed a young woman, Irena Milic, to whom the novel is dedicated, and she recollected how when her family was driven away from Grbavica, they had a parrot. And they went through terrible times when they were banished from Grbavica and brutalized. And this is a real part of the story. Their parrot stopped eating, and they brought it to the top of a building during a lull in sniper fire and released the bird in the hope that he would fly over to the Serbian side and someone would say, "My gosh, what a beautiful bird. I'm going to take care of it." It was the only way they had to save their life. And she said that she and her mother began to cry then for all of the madness and brutality that they had endured. They hadn't cried because that would be admitting a vulnerability. It could harm them. And yet, of course, as so often happens in releasing a pet, a bird in this case, and crying, they were able to give vent to emotions that had been boiling inside of them for weeks. So For years I've thought, you know, that's the beginning point of a story. And then, as I was beginning to shape out the characters, I recalled the quote from Radovan Karadzic, who was the Bosnian Serb leader, by the way, now indicted for war crimes, except no one can find him, at least so far they haven't. And he once said, "Our army has surrounded Sarajevo. Our boys and girls and tanks are so thick, not even a bird can get past them." And, of course, I was struck by the fact that I think I'd heard of a bird who probably got past them. You know, birds fly over these arbitrary lines, even these heavily enforced, militarized lines, that we have in our world. And so I wanted a character who, in a sense, could fly over all of it. And so we got the parrot, Pretty Bird.
And Pretty Bird starts out and is so special to the family because, you know, he's such a good imitator, of course, of everything around him. So the first thing, it's the whirr of the coffee maker. Yeah. You know,
I just created a parrot who was imitating all the domestic sounds around him. And, of course, ultimately, as the siege wears on, he imitates the sounds of that. He imitates rifle fire, sniper fire, the whirr and ping of bullets, the kind of lonely dog whine of mortar fire. The sounds that Pretty Bird makes is also a way of understanding the depth of the siege.
What came of the arenas that you knew there?
Well, you know, of course, there's no one answer. I think many of them were left with the fact that whatever else they do with the rest of their lives, nothing was quite as useful as what they did during that time. There are people who survived that siege very bravely, and I don't mind saying I think accomplished a great thing for civilization.
But even including the girl snipers?
Yeah. The snipers and former snipers that I've interviewed and talked to, are they aware of what they do? Yes. Does it sometimes give them bad dreams? Yes, I'd say even that. But at the same time, this is, it sounds almost devastating to say now, but at the time it was going on, I think most of the people were grateful that people like Arena could be found and trained and induced and encouraged to do the job that, in many ways, just saved the life of this city.
Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Scott Simon's novel, set during the Siege of Sarajevo, is called Pretty Birds.